Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. This is it. This is our last show in 2020. I've taken you all around the U.S. this year, and as we're chronicling startups and the pandemic and our documentary with business owners and essential workers and everyday people, how they've been navigating this year. It has been a pleasure to take you on the road with me to all the cities, close to 20. I think by the time we were done, it's a total of 20. Today, I'm coming to you live from La Casa del Camino. It's a historic location in beautiful Laguna Beach, California, an area of LA in Orange County that I call home. And we're actually going to be here live this week on New Year's Eve for our Pandemic Project documentary film trailer event. So you have to tune in at 7 p.m. on the Roku channel with BUTV. And if you go on your Roku player, you'll see BUTV, the Pandemic Project documentary. Or if you want to get a link to the show, go to eventbrite.com and type in the Pandemic Project documentary. 7 p.m., 10 Eastern. And we're going to be a full hour speaking to myself and the cast of the show and how we survived traveling during a pandemic. And then, of course, at the end of that hour, the full trailer. So special thank you to our sponsors and the people who have supported us. Michael Solberg Family Wines throughout the year. Thank you so much. You can find them on michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. And a special shout out to, of course, La Casa del Camino in beautiful Laguna Beach, California. If you ever want a staycation or a place to get away, this is a beautiful spot. And it's known for its rooftop views, as you can see. Catalina right over there, and Long Beach that way, and San Diego in the other direction. So without further ado, I have one more guest who is a friend and someone really cool to know. And his name is Lauro, and he's from Bell Out. How's it going, Lauro?
I'm pretty good. How's it going with you?
It's going good. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Yes, ma'am. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. There.
All right. So if people don't know what Bell Out is, if they can't surmise from the title, why don't you go ahead and tell us exactly what your brand is and what you do for the community?
We're a small family business here in Van Nuys, California. We get people out of jail when people get in trouble or they need to get out of jail to be with their families. We basically reunite people with their families, get them out, and help them fight their case from the outside.
Nice. That's a beautiful thing to do. I mean, sometimes things happen. Of course, you want to be on the right side of the law and keep your belongings and keep your freedom. But sometimes things happen in life, and thank God there's people like you. I know that we touched on this a few weeks back, right when it was on the bill. There was some bill on the ballot. Can you tell people about that and where that is right now? I know you have some new officials in the county.
We've been fighting this since 2018, when Governor Brown, on the last day of office, he signed a proposition called SB 10 to get rid of Bell in the state of California. So we took it to the voters and they did a proposition 25, which we won. We won, and so we are staying in business. So now it's just about rebuilding.
Yes.
We can't do much because of the pandemic, but I'm planning on the first of the year go out and start hustling and start getting my business back on and strong.
Beautiful. And congratulations on your win with that. And, you know, this goes down to, you know, it doesn't have to be a major thing that you help people with, like a major crime. You actually help people who maybe were at a party and had a little bit too much to drink and found themselves, you know, with a DUI or some type of issue there, or, you know, maybe they got their car towed. And, you know, you help people with minor infractions, right? It's not just the hard stuff.
We do help people with minor infractions, DUIs, domestic violence. Obviously, domestic violence is not a minor infraction, but we have a lot of those, especially around this time, because families are struggling and the money's not there, and then issues start between partners, and unfortunately, sometimes they end up in jail. And so we try to get them back out together so that they don't spend the holidays in incarcerated. But we do from petty theft all the way to attempted murder.
Wow. Yes. I mean, people like you really are important in the community because it comes from, you know, someone that could be in jail that works for your company that you help get out, you know, and keeps a small business going. I mean, these things really do touch a lot of areas in people's lives they don't realize. Will you tell me what's going on? I know that there's a new guy that got hired in L.A. County that's trying to overturn your win, right?
Yes, he's Gascon. He is the mayor. I guess he was the mayor. He was a district attorney up in San Francisco. Now he got elected here in Los Angeles. And he's basically telling his DAs to put no cash bail on any of their defendants, which there's one of them. I forgot the name of the guy who's speaking out on it. And he says that he's not going to be intimidated by it. He just wants to, release everybody. He wants to, he doesn't want to do gang enhancements. He doesn't want to do any type of, he says that it's unnecessary, but it's going to hurt the community. If this happens, I mean, if you go to jail for stealing a car and you keep doing it, it's not going to matter. You're just going to keep getting released over and over and over. So if you don't get no punishment, you're going to keep doing it.
Right.
So he's trying to overturn our win. But, I mean, we fought it before, so we have to fight again.
Well, you know, we've learned a lot this year, didn't we, as small business owners? We learned that we do have a powerful voice, and we come together, we can get some things done. So as people like you educate us of all the aspects of startup businesses, and you know, you've been in business for a long time, and for you to actually have to get back out there and become a team and restart your business, that's kind of an interesting point. I mean, for all the business owners out there, Lotto, there's peaks and valleys, right? I mean, sometimes you have to get out there even as an established business to start up again.
Well, yeah, I've been in business a long time. Like I said, I have an office in Van Nuys. I haven't been in my office since March. But now, like I was telling you earlier, we're planning on going back on the first of the year. And we're going to hit the streets and we're going to let people know we're there and that we're still open. And what I like to tell people when I talk to them, we're not just a bail bonds company. We're also counselors. Because we sit there with you and we listen to your problem. I sit there and you can tell me what's going on with you. And I listen to you and I give you my advice. It's up to you if you take it or not. So we don't just get you out of jail. We help you get through the problem, through the process.
Well, with that note, Lotto, we hope that you continue to help the community. And thank you so much. Alvaro and I are going to be teaming up doing some beautiful things for a charity coming up here. We'll be announcing that next month. And I think you're an asset to the community. And you're, like you said, you're not just a bail bondsman. You're a small business owner. You're a father. You're a husband. You're a really good guy. And thanks for creating jobs and helping families and keeping things moving, right? The working class, you know, sometimes they get into a little bit of trouble with all class, with everybody. But you keep it going. And happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. And we are here to help our black people and our brown people. I mean, obviously we help everybody, but the minorities are the ones that need us the most because they can't afford to pay it all up front. So we give them payment plans, low payment, monthly payments, and a low down payment so they can get out and continue with their lives.
Beautiful. And let's give a tag. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you on social media and on the web?
On the website, my website is bailoutfast.com, and my Facebook is Lotto Bail, and also Bailout Bail Bonds, and Instagram is Lotto Bail, and also Bailout Bail Bonds.
Beautiful. Well, we'll be seeing you next year for the charity, and be safe. Have a good new year, and thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. We'll see you next year, Lotto.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys, that was Lotto with Bailout, an asset to the community. Someone really cool to know. So we're glad to have featured him today. And I also want to just share with you guys this epic view here in Laguna. As we go out 2020, thank you again to all the supporters, everybody that supports this show, the Startup with Monique LeRae, LA Talk Radio, all the brands, all the sponsors, all the startups that have really been trying to keep it moving in 2020. We just really thank you so much for everything we've done. It's getting a little loud up here, but that's okay. You can't blame people, right? People view. Let me show you guys what we're working with here. As we go out here. And of course, it's going to be a short show today. I have to get ready for our live event. Look at that view, everybody. La Casa del Camino in Laguna Beach, California. I'm Monique LeRae. Thanks for everything this 2020, and you guys survived, you know. We'll see you in 2021. And if you want to see the Pandemic Project documentary trailer, go to eventbrite.com, type in the Pandemic Project documentary. Thank you so much to our sponsor, Michael Silberg Family Wine, La Casa del Camino, and everybody. Be well, and what will you start up next year? We'll see you then. Be safe.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.